Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Did you pick the Knicks? I picked the Knicks in 7. Did you pick the Knicks over the Sixers or not?
Yes, I was with you on that.
They're up 1-0, Rob. And I think we both said, look, if Joel Embiid were healthy, we would have picked the Sixers. But, of course, he's not. Now, he did play 37 minutes, 29 points, 8 boards, 6 dimes. And, Rob, the Sixers were plus 14 in the 37 minutes he played, but minus 21 in the, 11 minutes that he didn't play. And therein lies the problem. And Rob, he's playing tonight. There were question marks about him playing. He kind of re-injured his knee, did a great play, threw the ball off the glass in traffic, caught it, dunked it, but came down, I guess, awkwardly and left the game for a little while, but came back and finished up and played, you know, as I said, played 37 minutes. So he was fine throughout the game, but he was a question mark. He is playing, and Tyrese Maxey was ill or has an illness, but he's playing through it, probably the flu or something like that. But Rob, if I was the Sixers, I would be so frustrated with Joel Embiid. And they're legitimate injuries most of the time. You know, the knee, he's got a meniscus, he had surgery. Like, it's not like he's faking or anything. It's not like he's just soft. But he's never healthy at this time of year. And, Rob, we've talked about a lot of guys that fade in the playoffs. Of course, James Harden, most notably. We'll get to D'Angelo Russell with the Lakers, although he's not on these guys' level. But Joel Embiid, Rob, check this out. In his last 10 playoff games that he's played in, or I should say 9 that he's played in, he has only shot 50% or better once.
That's mind-boggling.
He's a 7'2", 7 feet, whatever he is. 300 pounds, and I do think, Rob, we've talked a lot. Last year's scoring average went down 10 points in the playoffs, but I'm going to be honest. I think a lot of it, and this is at this point, it's not like this is protecting him. I do think, though, a lot of it is he's always banged up. Like, tonight he's playing, but what is he, 70%, 75%? And I said last week, Rob, it's at the point where I just bake in Joel Embiid being hurt in the playoffs. Now, he may play. Generally, he'll miss a game or two. The only one time in his several years in the playoffs, Rob, has he ever played every playoff game, And that was in 2020, but they only played four games. They got swept by Boston. And every other year, he's missed at least a game or two. But, Rob, even the games he plays, he's banged up. And so, I'll be honest. If I were the Sixers, and because I don't think they're going to win this series with him. He'll probably miss a game or so. And I think they'll lose the series just because he's not able to be at his best. But, Rob, the Sixers have tons of money under the salary cap this year. I mean, they could actually, I think, sign close to two max players. At least one, and then they'll have plenty left after that. If I weren't in that position and I were the Sixers, I probably would start shopping Joel Embiid. And even because the reason I won't now is because I want to see, you know, can we add, maybe trade, you know, when you're that far under the cap, you can make really, it helps you with trades too. So can we trade for a Donovan Mitchell? Can we sign a Paul George? I don't think they'll go after LeBron necessarily, but if I was just trying to win it next year, go all in, I would go after him. I don't think he'll go there. But my point is, Rob, I want to see what I can get to put around Embiid this summer. But even that being the case, Rob, my phone is, call me. Some other team out there, any of you teams, call me. I'll listen, and I'll listen in earnest. I'm not saying I'll trade him. I'm not saying I'll do anything like that. But call me, and let's see what you're willing to offer. Because, Rob, I just don't think, and I'm not even blaming it on him, but I don't think he's going to be healthy at this time of year, ever.
It's hard for you. I hear your case you're making. But to think somebody will never be healthy, and the whole idea, if you're the Sixers, you're not trying to win 10 NBA championships. You're just trying to make one. You're trying to win one to justify everything that's gone on. You're trying to be like, trust the process, and they didn't trust the process, and they've made a lot of changes, and people
He's
came
like
and went.
He's like the only one left.
I know. The process is on a wobbly leg, right, Chris, now. But you get my point is it's about trying to win a championship.
No, I agree.
And if you can just hold out hope, it's like the Clippers, the Kawhi thing.
Yeah, like, it's like, very similar.
It really is. Like the Kawhi thing is like, dude, they could have easily not signed him, Chris. We know they're moving into a $1 billion arena.
Do you think they should have, not to get off on the big tangent, but I don't think they should have signed him.
I think they should have.
Gosh.
I do. And only because you keep saying this can't happen forever. Like there's going to be a year, he's not an old guy, where he's going to be healthy and we'll have a real shot to win. And if you're the Clippers with that organization to have a player of that ilk who it's not like he's not playing because he doesn't want to play. This is the most unbelievable thing. And the same thing with Joel Embiid. Because we see him, Chris, when he plays, he's great. He's a guy that you look at him and say, with the right stuff around him, he could win a championship for us. But then come postseason time, he's not right. And then he shrinks as well. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Do you think – see, I can't honestly say he shrinks because I don't know. I think a lot of it is he's never 100%. Now, you may be right too. It's on the table, but I just
– Well, if you're out there playing and – we talk about it all the time. If you're hurt and you can't, if you hurt your team, sometimes you have to step to the side if you really can't, you know, play.
And he doesn't hurt him, but he's just not what
he's used to. I'm just saying, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that they can move that route, that they are going to ride.
Well, how many teams do you think would, like, he's got 3 years, about $165 million left on his contract anyway. So it's not like it's going to be easy to move anyway.
Right.
And again, I'm not saying, I'm not shopping him. I'm just open to listening. Maybe somebody will blow my socks off.
Right.
I don't want to, but I just, and here's why I say I don't think he'll be healthy. Because he's 30. Same with what is Kawhi, about 32 now, 33? Like, you don't get healthier as you get older, right? It's one thing if he were 25 and you'd be like, yeah, he's going to keep getting older, of course. But still, he's a young man. He could get a lot better. Kawhi's about to turn 33 in June. They're not going to get healthier.
No. I get it. But if you're Ballmer, Chris, with the Clippers, the owner, and you're like, he's 33, can I get me a championship? I've built this new – I just want one. And if Kawhi, okay, not healthy this year, maybe he's healthy later on, whatever, I don't know. But if we win next year in the new building and he's healthy, it'll be all worth it for him. Because, A, you got to try to sell tickets with marquee players. It's a business, right?
Well, I'd sign Paul George.
We always talk about it. But Paul George isn't as big of a draw, I don't think.
He's not as good, but he's more dependable,
no,
more reliable.
That.
And he got his issues, too.
Right.
And then I'm watching Harden. If Harden plays well during this series, and we'll get into him, too, I would bring him back. But, like, Kawhi, it's not like I wouldn't have wanted to bring him back.
No, I get it.
But how about a one-year deal? How about a one-year and a team option?
Good luck. I hear you.
Well, okay, let's see who else
gives
you
more. What you're talking about makes good business sense, but it doesn't work like that, and you know it. I mean, we talk about all the time about those one-year deals and have to prove it or whatever. It's just,
yeah, we thought it would – I thought that with Kyrie, that's what they should have done.
Right, but there's
but
always –
to Kyrie's credit, he's been, you know – he's been great this
But there's
year.
Always somebody who's going to give him the court. Years. You know what I mean? It's just that's the
– Yeah. I'll say – let me say this last thing, too, about Embiid, Rob, because we know he's a great jump shooter. I've always wanted him to go down low more. But I accept – I mean, he is a phenomenal jump shooter, particularly in the mid-range. So I accept that that's a huge part of his game. But he – I do think, Rob, if as big as he is – probably moving on the perimeter the way he does puts more, you know, stress on his joints with that size. I mean, he's not just tall. He's, like, big. And if he would go down on the block more and not have to – it's not like I expect him to just dunk on everybody like Shaq did, but just some – his with his size, he can get the space down there. Some jump hooks here and there. You don't have to run as much. You don't have to move as much. You're going to be getting fouled. Like, I would like to see him do more of that because I think that will help him health-wise. But, you know, I've been saying that for years, not so much because of his health, but just because I think he'd be effective, obviously, down there. But now I'm saying it because of his health, because hopefully – it would take some of the wear and tear off.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right.
You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
One of the big stories of this offseason is Dak Prescott. I certainly thought, and I know it, they still got a ton of time, but I have assumed that they would sign him to a contract extension to keep him in Dallas for the next 4 or 5 years or so. That has not happened. And all indications, including verbal ones, is that Dak will play it out this year. And the Cowboys and he will determine his future in Dallas after next season. Well, Dak Rob spoke publicly. He was at a charity event over the weekend. And here's what he said.
I don't have any fears.
So you believe you'll be here forever playing based on your conversations with Jared?
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be the highest paid necessarily. So we'll wait until negotiations begin, and obviously want to put this team in the best situation. So,
okay. Well, Rob, I will say this, and this is based more so on the Cowboys' terrible offseason, in my opinion, rather than what Dak said at this charity event. But I, for the first time, Robin, I think you've been here, but for me, for the first time, I actually think it's a real possibility that Dak Prescott is not with the Cowboys after next season.
I don't know how you can look at it any other way. Like them not committing money, Chris, and then the postseasons that have happened. He hadn't been there for 3 years, right? What is it, 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah, I believe eight.
8 years. Like this is, we got plenty of
sample size.
Yeah, this ain't a two-game sample size where you go, it's not big enough. You got plenty, Chris, to really look at it. And, you know, the Cowboys are usually the ones who are going to pay and all this. For them to hold up on this in this situation just says a little bit to me. And I'm with you. I really believe that if they fall short, they will move on and they'll just have to do something else. As much as it is hard to get a quarterback, every team is looking for a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I do get it. That's why guys get to stick around. That's why they keep paying some of these guys, because it's easier said than done. Let's just get a new quarterback. Get who?
Well, see, that's
there's like 15 teams, Chris, that would take a new quarterback,
right,
if they had an option.
And that's why I've always assumed they would bring Dak back. And maybe they will. But, Rob, everything they've done this offseason thus far, now the draft, of course, is this week, but they look like their number one priority has been to be frugal. Right? They've lost several top free agents on the offensive line. Tony Pollard, the running back, is gone. They have yet to pay CeeDee Lamb. I think they ultimately will. And obviously, Dak hasn't been paid. Dan Quinn, the OC, left. Mike McCarthy's on a lame duck deal. Heck, they just hired Mike Zimmer as their defensive coordinator. He's on a one-year deal.
Right.
Everything is saying, look, it seems like, Rob, Jerry Jones is like, I'm tired. And in a way, I respect this, Rob. I'm tired of paying all this money and y'all won't get it done. We can go out in the first or second round on a lot less payroll. And I respect that to a degree. Here's what I would say, though, Rob, to both Dak and Jerry. First, Jerry, as you just kind of articulated, look, franchise quarterbacks don't grow on trees. Now, Dak Prescott is not in the class of Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, but he is a legitimate franchise quarterback. And those are hard to come by. So you could, Jerry, you could go the next 5-10 years without getting a quarterback as good as Dak. And so I'd say to him, be careful. Be careful. And then to Dak, Rob, I would say, man, you are the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. All these commercials, all this money you make off the field, you wouldn't be making that as a quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings or who any other team. Now,
no, not even close.
So Dak Prescott, Rob, is a legitimate celebrity. And that's because you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. You are not a superstar player. Maybe a star, maybe. You're not a superstar, but you are a celebrity because you are the Cowboys quarterback. And that's worth something. Rob, look at the two quarterbacks who call games. Troy Aikman and Tony Romo. Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
I don't know if he aspires to call games or not, Dak. But
and they're making like $18 million a year, both of them.
Right. I mean, so he's got to think about this, Rob, both of them. Because, like, Rob, if he took a little less, and I'm look, do what he wants to do. I'm just saying, if he took a little less, what you would make off the court and just the clout it gives you in society, both while you're playing and afterwards, is worth whatever money you would lose and then some from another team.
Yeah. You're right. And it's the spot that makes it difficult with quarterbacks especially. I think if you're Jerry Jones, Chris, you just can't keep doing the same old thing. And this is where it kind of came to head because you got to pay this guy, $60 million. You got to pause, Chris. You should be paying somebody $60 million because EA, he's either led you to the championship, Chris, or you truly believe he's going to get you there.
Right.
You can't say either one.
They haven't gotten right? anywhere near.
Yeah. They haven't got, you can't say
he's
it.
He's lost to Brock Purdy, Jimmy G, Jordan Love.
A young Green Bay Packers yep. team came in there and cleaned their clocks, Chris.
Yep.
The Cowboys had won 16 in a row at home and got destroyed in a postseason game.
Yep. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. A lot of people are expecting big things from the Cowboys in the draft. But, Rob, they only have 3 picks in the first, like, 170 picks.
Wow.
So, it's going to be – I don't know what they're – like I said, it looks like they're like, look, we're tired of spending all this money for you guys to underachieve. And that's what they did. I'm not saying they should have won the Super Bowl, Rob. But to get beat the way they did, you mentioned it, at home, hadn't lost in 2 years at home. To get beat the way they did by a young – what was it? I think the Packers were the youngest team in the playoffs. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Dak wasn't the only one, but he was one of the key ones to not show up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Athletic a few years ago began doing an anonymous players poll near the end of each season. And this year they did the same poll. They had 142 players who responded anonymously and they asked them a lot of great questions. Here's one: who's the greatest player of all time? Now, Michael Jordan was the leading vote getter with 45.9%. LeBron right on his heels, Rob, at 42.1%. But that's a lot of – LeBron has really closed the gap recently. In 2019, Jordan was 73% to 11.9% for LeBron. And even last year, Jordan was 58.3% to 33% for LeBron. So LeBron closing that gap. But that wasn't the thing that has people buzzing about this poll. Michael Jordan 1, LeBron James 2, Kobe Bryant 3. Remember, this is greatest player ever. 9.8% of the players said Kobe. 0.8% says Steph Curry.
Wait a minute. So Steph voted for himself? Oh, I'm sorry.
0.8% said Magic Johnson as well. So they tied. And actually, it was a three-way tie, Rob. Steph Curry, Magic Johnson, and Paul Pierce.
What you talking about, Willis? What? What are you talking about? Paul Pierce.
First of all, with all due respect to the great Hall of Famer, Paul Pierce, but even he knows he is not in the GOAT conversation.
Chris, this is why Chris and I, and we're not just, this is not, we're not just saying this because we're former athletes and we're media. We're just telling you that whenever you put this in the hands of these former players, it's a disaster. It's
Absolute disaster.
It is. These are the same guys, Chris, who now have LeBron close to Jordan, who at one point, like 150 of them didn't even vote for LeBron for the All-Star game when they had players vote for the first time. You remember that? Same thing with KD. And all these other – like what? Like, it's okay to say that Paul Pierce was one of your favorite players. I get that. He's my favorite player. All right, that's great. But do you understand what the GOAT conversation
means? Maybe they don't. I mean, Rob, that's the thing. Maybe they think it's just my favorite player.
But they didn't get asked that question. Like there's a question. Hey, who was your favorite player growing up? And who's the GOAT, the greatest of all time? They're two separate questions. well, how could you get them mixed up? But it sounds like they get it mixed up, Chris, because of the answers. Paul Pierce doesn't belong in that conversation. He's a Hall of Famer in his own right. GOAT. GOAT.
I mean, Rob, look, count your lucky stars. Thank your Heavenly Father, fans, that the media votes on MVPs, and all NBA teams and defensive player of the year and all of that. There might be the occasional vote that you don't agree with, or winner you don't agree with, or, you know, whatever. But if players did it, Rob, that players used to do it. Players used to do it back in the day. And that is when, Rob, the only time, I don't know if it's the only time ever, it might have been more than once, but when the players voted for MVPs, Rob, that's when, let's see, Bob McAdoo won it. Well, his team was 49-33. Was it Kareem? Somebody won it, and they didn't even make the playoffs. It might have been Kareem.
Yeah, I think it's Kareem, Chris. Because you think you said that. Yeah, I think it's Kareem, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's Kareem. But, Rob, like, that's the thing. Like, what are we – I mean, again, thank God that the players don't vote for these awards. And I know they now have their own little award thing. But, you know, I don't know how many
people I just
taking like, that. Yeah, in 1976, Rob, it was Kareem's first season with the Lakers. They only went 40-42. And they didn't make the playoffs. And Kareem was the MVP. So, I mean, that's what players voting will get you.
Hey, Rob G, jump in.
Guys, you know what makes this even more egregious is that on the latest episode of The Shop, which I know Rob never misses The Shop.
I never miss The Shop. Only on that show can everybody agree in a barbershop. Right? I've only owned a barbershop for 22 years.
I find the show entertaining, but you are right. Chris, it's too agreeable.
It's too agreeable. Stop it. Yeah. Come on, stop.
So on the most recent episode, LeBron was a guest on his own show, which almost never happens. He usually lets the other two guys handle it. So he shows up, and during the course of the conversation, he brings up, I believe it was the 2012 MVP race, where he was one vote shy of being the unanimous MVP.
This was fun.
And that was, I think it was Gary Washburn, the guy who voted for Carmelo Anthony. Can you imagine LeBron's opinion if the players voted this year and Jokic was one vote away from unanimous MVP and the vote went instead to Austin Reeves? Because that's the equivalent of saying Paul Pierce is the greatest player of all time.
Right.
Can you imagine the vitriol one player who said, I got Austin Reeves as MVP?
Yes.
You're right.
And LeBron went on this whole tirade about this is why players should be the ones voting for this kind of stuff.
No, is that what he said?
Yes, he did.
What I found funny was LeBron talking about, I'm exposing the guy that voted. I know who it is. We all know who it is.
We know it's Gary Washburn. We know Gary.
He said he's going to expose him in the documentary, is what he said.
Yeah, it's like LeBron.
His own documentary. It's my guy.
Where you been? We've had Gary on the show and given him flack.
We already know. Come on.
Come on. So that was the funny thing to me, but yeah, players should not vote.
No, it would be worse, Chris. It would be worse.
I'm watching games every night. Every night.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.